B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, Lava.
Yes,
how
sir.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. Hi, Stan and Haney Show. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey, what can I do for you, brother?
Well, looky here.
Looky, here we go.
I have a plan for the evening, and I wanted to get your advice on a couple of things.
Okay, you want my advice. You've got plan. What are you doing tonight?
Well, tonight is week three for me to be the karaoke king of Northern Lee County region.
Very, very good. Congratulations. Week three. You're the guy that called about three or four months ago, and it was week one and week two. What took so long for week three of the karaoke contest?
Well, see, they do it every month.
Ah.
So there's usually four days in a month. So this is day three.
Yes, I follow you, sir.
But I am up against some probably the biggest competition I have ever faced.
Oh, really?
This guy calls himself the Duke.
Calls himself the Duke?
Yep, he goes by the name of Duke Fame.
Duke who?
Duke Fame, like famous.
Duke
Fame. I said, you know what York could call him is Duke Flame. He does the whole, I'm a simple man. This guy does the whole kit and caboodle. Did you think it was Elton John himself walking through this hole?
All right. Yeah, but that's tough competition because you're going head-to-head with him tonight at the bar. And, you know, this guy has it all.
He's going to be doing all his fancy diva stuff.
Yeah.
You know, sing like a woman, moving his hands around and all this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a good old boy.
What do you do? What are you doing tonight? At the bar, you're going to be singing. What are you going to be singing?
Well, looky here.
Looky here. Okay, what?
I'm a little bit country, and I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Okay, that's good. What are you singing? You singing that song?
No, sir.
Are you smoking?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't ask me what.
Okay, well, fair enough. You know, drinking and doing a little something special.
You know what, I'm trying to keep right with God, but it's a lot harder to keep right with probation officers.
I hear you. Now, are you going to be down at the karaoke bar with your, because if memory serves me correct, you picked up a woman named Amy at the 7-Eleven?
I don't want to talk about that. Now, that was a mistake.
What about Arnell and
okay?
Sammy?
Yeah, what about Arnell and Sammy?
How'd the wedding go?
No.
Yeah, there were you.
Damn it.
All right.
I don't. Just don't.
Okay.
I did not know that was a married lady.
Okay, right. Because you were making a lot of future plans with her.
Well, I found out what was wrong, and I tried to be peaceful about it.
Right.
And the husband come in looking for her, and I said, hey, brother, I didn't know. After I tried to buy him some Johnny Walker, rather my buddy Billy was going to front me for it, and he wouldn't have none of it. And then he started tearing up, and I couldn't tell if he was going to cry like a baby or if he was tearing up because he was getting ready to tear into me.
He ended up
just walking out. I mean, I wouldn't say he was peaceful about it, but as he got toward the door, he turned around and he go, you all disgust me.
You know.
Some sort of high-polluting bitch some sort of Korean car. All them fancy Korean cars going around, you know.
I figure
my only chance to take on Little Miss Duke fame with all the lipstick and all the people get blinded by the rhinestone.
Well, from Duke fame.
Yep.
So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to pull out the big gun, brother.
Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do at the bar?
I am going to approach the microphone, and then I will begin. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, can't stop a policeman, hands up in the air. Good night, said the nice man. We are programmed to D.C.
Yeah, I'll do a little Eagles there.
You can check out any time you like, and you can also leave.
How is this going to put you over the top with Duke fame?
Well, I got to be honest with you.
Brother.
It's God, thank you, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ain't so much about being karaoke king. I'm a little filled with friend.
I know, and I sensed it in your voice. You know, you've had. Would you like me to call Nikki for you?
Oh, hell no.
What about Donna?
No.
Donna? No. Donna, you want to talk to Donna?
No.
Well, you're so down and depressed.
I tell you why, you drag it out of me.
Not that I care. What's why are you so bummed?
Well, I was at the bar last night.
Yeah.
Of course you were.
Yeah. That's where you are every night, isn't it? At the bar.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you have a job? I often ask you.
I work at the bar.
The bar back, I think.
I just kind of keep an eye on things.
Okay, great. All right, so you're at the bar last night.
Yeah.
And?
Oh, well, this fella come in and he's watching TV at the bar. But he wasn't watching the bar TV. He had his own little TV connected to the internet.
Yeah.
Carry around with him, see?
Yeah.
And he started talking about how he'd reconnected with an old flame.
Ah.
And he said, what about you? You got anybody? I said, well, there was one girl from high school that I never would forget.
What was her name?
Her name was Mona.
Yeah, the days of Mona.
Mona Lisa Nelson.
Yeah.
She was pretty as a picture.
Uh-huh.
And I probably had a few too many, but I said, do you think you could use that contraption and find out about her? And by God, he found out about her, and this guy, I don't know if he was like a private detective or what, but he goes, guess what? I found her. She lived in Virginia.
There you go. There you go. A chance to reconnect with Mona.
And he said, not only that, but I got her mail address. I also got her phone number. You could pick up the phone and call her right now if
yes.
you wanted to.
Yes. And?
Well, I had a little bit of what they call French courage.
Yeah.
And I called her.
Oh, yeah. And?
I heard the voice of an angel. The voice of an angel.
Okay, all right. But did you talk to the voice of the angel?
I did.
Did she remember you?
And
yeah.
I spilled my guts and said everything that I should have said all those years ago.
And?
She said, I did. Oh, you felt that way.
Oh, see, that we could be. Yeah, all right. So why are you so down and blue? This sounds like it was working out great.
Well, she said, so how you doing these days? I said, okay. She goes, you got a picture I can look at? The guy says, yeah, I'll take a picture of you right now. And she said, well, I sure would like to see it. And I said, well, you got a picture of yourself? And she said, well, why, I could take one with my telephone. And I could send it to you, and then the guy sends her, and then they get it at the same time. See, I'd be seeing her, and she'd be seeing
me.
And
yeah,
I'd have to hang up the telephone.
She's in for a shock.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Just how did it work out? Because you're bummed out. Evidently, somebody didn't like a picture.
Well, I hung my head. I saw the picture.
Yeah.
And I hung up the phone, and I told that man something that my grandpappy used to tell me.
What was
and
that?
I should have remembered it. Even the cutest, friendliest little chick eventually turns into a damned head.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Ben, two microphones, and way too much baggage. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. This is... Thank you. Thank you. This is the Stan and Haney Show. Friday edition. My name is Stan. My friend and partner, who I haven't seen since March 13th, a few miles away at his beautiful poolside home, broadcasting, all equipped.
Yep, palatial estate.
Yeah, and Rob Show behind glass, as it should be.
Has he changed the spelling of his name?
Let's go and find out. There's some several things he has to do. Change the spelling of your name?
Not yet. The digital department is not here to redo the logo
yet. Oh,
that's
true. That's true.
But you like it. Are you going to do it?
Big fan of it. Yes, I am going to do it.
Did you get any Mary Tyler Moore O'Rob things from the Dick Van Dyke Show?
I do have a few drops for tonight's show. Yes, I grabbed a few.
Okay. What else, Haney? Is there anything else?
Do you have a sneak preview of those drops?
Oh, yeah, I got a sneak preview.
Give me a few minutes. I got to transfer them from one computer to another, but yeah, I'll get them for you.
Give me a thumbs up when you're ready, and we'll take a listen to
them. We'll
do. Because, you know, we're here to help, Rob.
Yeah, we want to see you succeed. You see, when you came here about a year ago, you were the golden child. But things move on, and, you know.
They've lost interest in you, and we're going to try to help you, you know, move on. It probably won't be here, but...
They're just going to try to keep things fresh and alive and, you know, help you along. You and I, Haney, have helped a lot of people over the years.
Oh, yeah. And they've ended up with great careers in law enforcement and real estate.
Yep. A lot of times we get them also the help they need.
Oh, yeah. Because like I said before, you know, the building that we're housed in, it looks like a jail.
It is.
And we have taken on the persona as the old lifers, where we've seen it all. And we try to help the young fish.
Yeah, you go to this building right now because it was grandfathered in, because Estero has beautiful
they
architecture.
They would never allow that building to be built today.
No,
it's an eyesore.
So it's like a cinder block building, a chain link fence with barbed wire across the top.
Lots of barbed wire,
steel doors, and just a gray cinder block building, and it looks like a jail.
Yep, even the pavement is just kind of half-assed.
Yeah, you know, it's cracking and, you know, collapse. The only thing, and we've tried over the years, get a basketball hoop up here for yard time.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would be phenomenal. Go out there and shoot some hoops, you know, during a song or something.
Well,
get some rec time, some fresh air.
We officially requested it, but they were convinced that somebody would pull a slip and fall on them.
Yeah, a lot of that. You know, it's all about insurance. We used to do a lot of things here until they told us to stop. God forbid somebody gets hurt.
Well, everything going on in the world right now is just about liability.
Yeah. You see, Jacksonville might be or are opening up their beaches limited up in Jacksonville.
Yeah, and they're doing something weird. They're going to have their beaches. They're opening tonight, I guess, for a sneak preview.
Yep.
Which, last time I checked, you know, the beach and the ocean, you can't really close them down. They're going to be there performing regardless. But you'll be allowed to be on Jacksonville Beach from, I think, 5 to 8 tonight.
Yep.
And then the regular hours will be from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then they will close the beach until 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
That's to get the congregating sunbathers from all around the state and, away from Jacksonville beaches. They want them in the morning for residents' use if they want to walk and jog a little bit, and same thing in the evening. But you tell somebody, say, oh, I don't know, from Daytona or Melbourne, to go on up to Jacksonville, the beaches are open. By the time they get there, guess what? They're closed because they don't want you out there sunbathing, but they want the residents to be able to use the beach.
Yeah, it's been interesting to to watch things nationwide. Because for the most part, I think the message has gotten through. People don't want to get sick, and they're doing the best that they can with it. But when things go too far, like they did in Michigan,
it's
a really fine line between, okay, you've given me the information I need to know to protect myself and my family. When you go too far, and like that governor did, it can get out of hand in a hurry.
Very quickly, and that's why because this is a fine balancing act.
It is deep in the American subconscious that you can't tell us what to do.
Yeah.
It's the consent of the governed. And if that woman gets reelected, I'll be shocked.
Well, she won't be reelected. She'll be Biden's running mate. We're going to take a break. That's what she's striving for. She married, by the way. Is that governor woman married?
I don't care enough to look into it.
Yeah,
it
I'm just
never
wondering.
Occurred to me.
Maybe she's projecting a lot of this because either she's divorced or something. Or Rob, is she married?
Yes, she's married to Dr. Mark Mallory.
She's married to a doctor.
And I think she kept her last name.
Hyphenated or kept it herself. You know, she's a strong woman.
So let's see. She dominated the youth soccer league, dominated the PTA. What's left?
Yep. Dominating her husband. I'll dominate the state.
Probably forced everybody she knows to buy some fundraising cookbook.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. Rob, real quick, did you find, do you have your Laura Petrie's stuff?
I'll have them ready for you at the next break.
Okay, all right.
Because that's going to be gold for
Rob. That's going to be a huge hurdle. This is going to be sound identifying.
And see, that way, every time that he works blue, he can hit that. That segment of the audience, they'll go, oh, okay, he knows it's wrong.
Yeah, we'll forgive him. we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Sizzle and after Hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang, Stan and Haney here. Coming up on the show today, we'll have another lecture from Jack Webb. He's going to tell you the difference between booze and pot. And maybe even throw in a little LSD. We're going to have the local beat. We're going to be giving you a chance to win. 4 o'clock safe word, chance at 500. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag right now, but a friend of ours has requested time for some reason at around 4:35 today. So I don't know. I'm still checking on it. Talking to Rob and this other person's people, and I think maybe 4:35 something odd is going to happen, and I still don't understand why.
Text me, and we got to take care of our friends anytime this person calls, I would say they're welcome on the show.
I firmly agree. A well-known celebrity, so I will gladly help him, and a friend of ours.
Although you're right, it's puzzling this time of year.
Highly odd. Somebody has been on hold now, I would guess, for about 12 minutes.
Would you guess it's Tom or Gary?
Well, Rob should know. Rob, who's been sitting here for this long?
It's neither Tom nor Gary today.
Is it Shorty?
It's not Shorty either. New caller.
Well, let's find
out. Shorty's not a chronic. He called in for a specific reason.
I like Shorty a lot. He's a good man. But he was on hold for a long time, too.
And Gary's a good man.
Gary, yes. Yes.
Shorty and Gary, they're good men.
Those two are good. What about the other one?
I forget.
Ahoy, who's this?
Where's he from, anyway?
Melbourne.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey,
yes. Hi.
Mr. Zhao, I call for a purpose too.
Yes.
Oh, for crying out loud. It is a chronic. It is a chronic.
Who is? I haven't called that many times in years.
Who's this, Al?
Yeah.
How many prizes have you won this year, Al?
Al the barber?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Well, I was telling you, that place has been falling apart since Gene Roberts left.
Is that all you have to say?
No, I've got plenty to say.
Go ahead, Al. Let it all out, because you've never had an opportunity before.
Oh, no, I've had plenty of.
Yeah, of course you have. He's being facetious. That's a big word, Al.
Yeah.
How would you like...
Is Gene Roberts still alive?
I don't know. That's a good thing, Haney. I was just thinking about that. McHugh died.
Well, we knew that when it happened.
Well, he was near death when we met him.
We remember that miniature golf course incident.
John McCullough.
We had him on a couple of years ago. He's still working.
We love John McCullough.
Yeah.
And his beautiful wife, Cindy.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Where they both were hosts of Club Whitey.
She's an Olympian, you know.
Yeah, swimmer. You want to put a barber chair in the back of your pickup truck, Al, and bring it down?
You can't do that.
And give outside haircuts?
I don't have pickup anymore, Dan.
No, yeah. He's a real estate baron now.
That's right. Lost his barber's license. I got to go.
I kept my barber license.
Okay, good.
I have a chair out back.
Hey,
that guy goes back, no joke. Has to be at least 25 years.
Oh, longer than that. He goes back about 28 years, 29 years. Rob, you got your O-Robs so that Haney and I can hear him? Before.
Yeah, because I'm really focused on Rob's success right now.
Yeah, that's what he got for us. Hold on, let me hit the right button. Go ahead.
Oh, Rob!
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
now,
Rob!
Hold on. Now, what you need to do, Rob, is throw in one of your blue terms right before you play it. So, for instance, start out and going flesh hammer and then hit it.
Yeah, say flesh hammer.
Flesh hammer.
Oh, Rob!
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
The Dick Van Dyke Show, Van Dyke Show, Van Dyke Show. Watch out, you're going to hit that stupid chair.
Sometimes he misses it, and it's an ottoman, and sometimes he misses it, and sometimes he hits it, and then falls.
Well, that's what keeps you tuning in.
Yeah, is he going to walk around it, or is he going to stumble over it? Let's do the grab bag. Brought to
G-R-A-B.
You by... B-A-G, grab bag. Brought to you by the... Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. You can go and carry out at the Pewter Mug, open Tuesday through Sunday for carry out. Here we go. These are some pandemic pickup lines.
Hey, COVID-19 Cupids. Now you can hook up safely with these pandemic pickup lines.
Hey, do you cough here often? Is that pneumonia in my lungs? Or does your body just leave me breathless? Hey, if COVID-19 doesn't take you out, can I? Are you an N95 mask? Because I would love to have you on my face. You can't spell virus without you and I.
And those are some cheesy pickup lines for you during the pandemic.
You got that right.
Yeah, you got to have that saxophone or it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah, that sexy sax. Look at this. It's Friday, and you know it, Haney. The weekend is approaching.
This weekend on Replay Sports. Tomorrow it's the World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals up 3-1 over the Chicago Cubs. Will the curse of the Bambino continue and the Cards will take the trophy? Tune in and find out. Then on Sunday, it's Super Bowl 25. The Buffalo Bills couldn't possibly lose their fourth Super Bowl to the New York Giants, could they? Tune in and find out this weekend on Replay Sports.
If you're normally not into sports, don't bet on these games.
Ugh.
But they're still running the ponies.
They sure are. The big ones are canceled, but those horses keep running. The video that goes along with this audio is very good. I just like in the audio clip the confusion because he truly doesn't understand what's going on. A pastor went viral after not realizing he had Facebook filters on at the beginning of one of his online sermons.
Oh, God.
So he comes on very, you know, seriously, and the instant messages that are coming back to him, like, what, hold, you got filters on. One second you got a beard, next second you got a hat on with a big pipe, and he's trying to turn into a
bunny.
Yes, and he's trying to give a serious sermon, and he can't understand what people are, why are they reacting the way they are. Here you go. He figures it out. He eventually understands what's going on.
Almost got this thing pulled up so I can see the comments. I don't know if everybody else is having the issue with it or if it's just my computer or what, but it's slow. I have filters going on. How do I have filters? I didn't do anything. Well, I hope it's not doing anything too weird.
It is.
How is that happening? How do I even do that? How's this happening? I'm not doing this. On earth is going on? Hopefully that fixed it. That's the fun part about not being able to see what is even going on. I did not do that.
And he's got every kind of rabbit ears, ball caps, mustaches.
Sounds like quite a struggle.
Yeah, and he couldn't figure it out. So, a mom... In all of this, wear the face mask stuff when you go to the grocery store. She was heading out to the grocery store. Her husband says to her, hold on. Hey, you got to wear a mask if you're going to the grocery store. And she said, well, we don't have any masks in the house. Father says, well, you can't go to the grocery store then. What to do? Well, she found one of her kids' Buzz Lightyear helmets.
There you go.
And threw it on, and yes, went to the grocery store wearing her Buzz Lightyear helmet.
So when your husband tells you that you can't go to the store without a mask, and then he tells you you can't go get food for your kids because we have no mask in the house, so you should buy the mask. Going in.
So she throws the visor down and makes all those kid sound effects from Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, that's great. That's better than the girl that wore a mask and a snorkel. I think she missed the point.
Yep. This is... A pastor in Louisiana...
Pastors are making a lot of news.
They sure are. A pastor in Louisiana who got arrested for ignoring the lockdown order is in the news again. He posted a video asking people to his website to donate their stimulus checks that they've got, to donate them to him.
Oh, boy.
There you go. Same pastor that got arrested in Louisiana for not abiding by the rules now wants you to send him your stimulus check.
Donate your stimulus money. Donate it to evangelists, North American evangelists who haven't had an offering in a month. If you don't have a church, give through my website.
Yep, give to me.
And if you do have a church, give through my website.
Yep. A lot of these celebrities are doing the all-in challenge. You make a donation, and the high bidder gets to do hang out with the celebrity, do something with the celebrity. You know, people like Drake are doing it. Peyton Manning's doing it, too. And he's put himself into the all-in challenge auction. And if you are a big Peyton Manning fan, this might be for you. I will say, this is how popular his is. The bidding as of this morning was already at $260,000 to spend a day with Peyton Manning.
Really?
Yes, here's Peyton Manning. If you have the high bid, this is what you get to do with Peyton Manning.
I am coming to your hometown to play golf with you and two of your friends. The four of us are going to play. We're going to have a lot of fun. You and I are going to play your two buddies. We're going to have lots of laughs. We're going to play 18 holes of golf, tell some fun stories, and have a good time and raise money for a great cause. After golf, we're going to have dinner. Invite 10 of your friends, me and you and 10 of your friends. We're going to have dinner at a local restaurant there in town. We're going to support that restaurant that may be in need at the same time, and also help raise more money for this great cause to help families in need.
So that's what you get if you want to go and hang out for a day with Peyton Manning. He's coming to you. Again, as of this morning, $260,000, the high bid.
I mean, if Peyton Manning called me up and asked me if I wanted to hang, I'd have to think about it. I'd probably say okay. But I'm not paying $250,000.
No, me neither. I mean, something a little bit more reasonable.
And, I mean, you know, there's always the outside chance I might decide not to show at the last minute.
That's always a chance, no matter what's been paid.
Yeah, because, I mean, when it's 2 weeks away, I'll go, yeah, that sounds fine.
Yeah.
But then when I'm up against it, it's like, nah. I don't know.
We told you yesterday about the passing of the great character actor Brian Dennehy. I just found out he still has one more appearance to do on his show with Spader. They were at episode 19, and he was supposed to be in it, and then they had to suspend the season.
Wait a second. That show's still on the air?
Yeah, Blacklist. I'd never miss an episode. They were
well,
only...
I wouldn't watch it out of general principles because they promoted it too much.
They only got to episode 19 before they had to shut down production on the 22-episode season. But that episode that they were filming months back, Brian Dennehy is going to be in it. He passed away, 81. Here are two quick clips from two very famous movies he was in. First Blood and Tommy Boy. Brian Dennehy.
All right, you're under arrest. You hear me? Now put your hands on the car. Now you put your hands on the car and you spread them. Now you're going to put your hands on that car. How you do it, you decide right now.
See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to twist that thing. Oh, oh.
That's right, Dad.
Hey, hey.
Come on now, Dad.
Yeah. All right now. Tell me what I see.
He was one of my favorites, Brian Dennehy. Longtime actor.
So lovable in Tommy Boy.
Yep. This was came out yesterday. It's a long song, and it's kind of a downer, but it's actually really good. So I'll play a clip of it for you. Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck recorded a Lennon classic, John Lennon classic, called Isolation. Obviously, with the COVID-19 going on.
Well, that's very clever, isn't it?
It was released, and you know how I love Jeff Beck and his guitar. Johnny Depp with the lead vocals of the John Lennon classic. Here you go.
I don't expect you to understand. You've caused so much pain.
Just a little clip of Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck doing John Lennon's Isolation.
I don't believe he's ever lifted his hand towards a woman in anger.
I agree with you. I agree. The grab bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, Jack Webb is going to tell you the difference between alcohol and pot. Also from the local beat, interesting Everblades and ECHL story in the news, realizing that the Blades were on the verge of a 50-win season and looking forward to going into the Kelly Cup playoffs and continuing their season. Well, none of the players, with the season being ended, have been paid since mid-March. And
they're, are they still here, or they've dispersed all over the world?
They are. Most of them are dispersed, but a great thing that the ECHL is doing for their players who were left without a paycheck. We'll tell you about that in the local beat. Also, later on in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Did you know that when Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, he proposed answering it with, ahoy? Ahoy! I like it.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
277-9600 if you'd like to participate. We're Stan and Haney. Coming up, we'll have the local beat. Interesting story about the ECHL and the Florida Everblades and how a lot of young hockey players were left without paychecks, and the Blades were going on to what was going to be a spectacular season. And so a nice story. I believe this was in on NBC2. They had the story, so I'll get to that in just a second. We've been doing this, Haney, for a little more than a week now. Back in the late 60s and early 70s, there was a TV show called Dragnet. And they tried to address the problems of the day through the eyes of a cop.
And they felt that if you were going to watch a TV show, there should be a purpose, lesson to be learned.
It was through the eyes of Sergeant Joe Friday, played by the legendary Jack Webb. In today's Jack Webb lecture, a punk at an assembly wants to know why booze is legal, but marijuana isn't. And then let's throw in some LSD, too, while we're at it.
What about your bennies?
Here's today's Jack Webb lecture.
My name's John Dietz, and what I want to know is why smoking pot is illegal, but drinking booze ain't.
Sergeant?
Society puts restrictions on drinking. Get drunk and you get arrested. Even bartenders don't want you to go away drunk. There's too much chance you won't live to come back. Besides, nobody likes to be around a drunk, not even another drunk. But with marijuana, the whole purpose is to get so high you don't know who or what you are. There's no such thing as a quickie or one to be sociable. And in pot-smoking circles, if you're not flying, you're a square. And flying means you don't know where you are or what you're doing. Son, no matter how you slice that, that's dangerous.
What about LSD? You police are against that, too.
Now, I've heard an awful lot of propaganda about the way the right kind of sugar cube can expand your mind. Son, if you want to expand your mind, pay a visit to your public library. You'll discover the place is full of magical cubes. They call them books.
Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it, sonny boy.
Yeah, there's no social marijuana smoking, okay? You want to fly. You're out of control.
Those sugar cubes are called books.
Yeah, that's a right there for you, another Jack Webb lecture.
You know, when I listen to this stuff, thank God you didn't have a son. I cannot imagine the lectures that Stan the Fourth would have gotten.
Yeah. Kind of very Jack Webb-like.
Would you have insisted on that?
What?
That if you had a son, it would have been Stan the Fourth?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
If your daughter had turned out to be a boy, what would her name be?
Brandon.
Middle name?
Scott. That was, and I wound up having a daughter. So, but Brandon would have been the name.
Yeah, I think it worked out well for everybody, especially for Brandon.
Yes, I totally agree. 2779600.
I cannot imagine. But the wealth of material, on the other hand.
Where are you going, son? Going out to party with your friends, are you? Well, let me first tell you about the dangers of partying.
Yep.
You may want to have a ice-cold beer, but ice-cold beer will run into 2, 3, 4, maybe even a six-pack. And I'm sure there's going to be marijuana involved. Son, marijuana isn't the way to go. There's no such thing as social marijuana smoking. You got to fly.
Yep. And what do we know about flying? What goes up must come down.
And who's going to be the one picking your ass up off the floor?
It certainly won't be me. It'll be your mother.
Local beat. We find something going on locally that isn't normally out in the national scene. And hopefully not involving COVID-19. But this kind of ties in because so much sports has been canceled, and even sports locally. You know, think about this. Hertz Arena right now is not hosting hockey playoffs, and not hosting any kind of circus or big truck pulls or anything. Their floor right now at Hertz Arena is full of Hertz rental cars that aren't being used right now.
Really?
Oh, you didn't see that?
No.
Hertz has all of their unused cars at Hertz Arena.
Oh, that's probably better than in a field by the airport.
I agree. Yes. Nice asphalt. Headline. This is, I believe, from NBC2. Everblades to receive help from ECHL Fund. Dateline Estero, Florida. The Florida Everblades season ended with the team weeks away from a 50-win season, a playoff berth, and another run at the Kelly Cup. For players, that meant extra income. Income that, due to COVID-19, they'll never earn. For many of the players in the ECHL, and Haney knows this, they play for the love of the game and not necessarily big money.
Well, it's kind of strange, and I think it's true across all minor league sports. Most of them are playing for the love of the game and, more importantly, for a chance to advance in their career.
Correct.
But there are a couple of guys on the roster who were drafted by an NFL team.
NHL.
And are playing, NHL, and they're playing on an NHL contract.
True.
And they've got tons of money.
Well, according to the ECHL, the minimum salary for players per week ranges between $470 to $510. Ryan Krellen, commissioner of the ECHL, said, "I think the minor leagues in general, in all sports, because of the business models and the economics of it, you're playing for the love of the game or to chase a dream and a chance to play at the next level. With the league canceling their season back in March, no player has received a paycheck since March 16th, and over 600 players missed out on postseason paychecks. He goes on to add, we knew everyone would be affected differently, some harder than others. In response, the ECHL with the Professional Hockey Players Association set up a relief fund for players and their families. Krellin goes on to say, it's not just our players. It's not just for our players. It's for our players, our fans, our sponsors. It's, you know, the entire country, continent, and world that is going through some really tough times right now. The Professional Hockey Player Association has already approved $200,000 to fund, with other money coming through donations from fans. Fans are donating. Krellin said he has heard of fans selling off memorabilia. ECHL alumni have also donated to the fund, as well as National Hockey League stars. They know how important it is with these minor leagues and how the development of these players. And they're young kids, Haney. They're trying to just make their way in the world. And many of them, especially here, this isn't necessarily their home. A lot of them live back up in Canada and are dumped down here in Southwest Florida and have to acclimate themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Used to watch those guys, and you too, watching them come off the ice. And I just remember looking at them and saying that these are just all kids. They're such young kids experiencing the world for the first time off on their own, and their paychecks get cut.
Yep. It is it's a different thing with your minor leagues. And because it's your hometown team, some things get very odd. And it was interesting because, as you were saying the other day, I was there for virtually every game for the first 10 years. And watching the fans get more savvy as time goes on, because one of the dichotomies, especially in hockey, is you start to develop, you know, your local stars, your favorite players. And it took probably a year or two, but when somebody would get called up that was one of our big stars because of an injury or something at the next level, and then they'd get sent back down, and people would make a big deal. Welcome back!
Yep, they fell in love with him.
But then they start to realize that when we yell, welcome back, they're not happy to be here.
Yeah.
They wanted to stay there, and you're kind of rubbing salt in their wounds.
Yeah, that was the thing, and there was a lot of that because we loved them as local stars. They wanted to go eventually to make it to the NHL. A lot of them did. But when they got sent back down, it was depressing for them, although we loved it.
Yep.
They go on to say in the story, it's the hockey community that we are reaching out to, and it is whoever can help, big or small, just again trying to help the players in the league. This is a joint effort. You know, again, it has been some very trying times, but we are doing what we can to help those most in need in the ECHL.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Because so many of those teams, and there's a lot of teams in the ECHL, a lot of them run on a shoestring budget.
And yeah, they're not all in the class of the Everblades, yep, by far.
And when everything ceases, nobody's getting paid.
Yeah.
All right.
Anybody that gets assigned to the Blades is extremely lucky. One of the much better run organizations in the whole league.
Always has been. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. And we've added a couple of prizes. I'm combining them. You get these two things. But somebody sent us a package, Haney, that came in the mail. And I'm assuming they want to help us with our prizes. It's actually pretty nice of them. We got a big box from, who did we get it from, Rob? Who were the EC?
BC.
Oh, BC.
Wholesale.
BC Wholesale in Cape Coral.
Correct.
Sent us a big box of sunglasses, but they're the biker sunglasses that have the cushion around the eyes that seal your eyes. And they're nice black sunglasses. And we'll also throw in a 3D bookmark. They sent us a bunch of bookmarks that have the 3D logo and a little bookmark thing. We'll throw that in as a prize, as well as some of the other prizes we have. We're going to give you a chance to win.
Well, that's nice of them.
But that was really nice of them. So we got some biker sunglasses.
You're going to save me a pair of those parts?
Oh, absolutely. You know what, Rob? I don't look at those real quick, though. I don't know. Are they sunglasses or are they just clear eye protective glasses? They're for, like, bikers and stuff, and so you don't get things in your eyes. They seal all around, but I think they're clear, aren't they?
Yeah, they have a clear lens.
Yeah, so it's almost like
but you said sunglasses.
No, it's almost like a goggle. They're sunglasses, but they're clear. And they seal around the eyes.
They're heavy, too. I mean, these
are
good.
They're good.
Yeah, but I could put them around my neck when I go to the bar so people think I'm a biker.
Yep, it'll look cool. Yep, we'll play a game when we come back. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. You're about 21 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. That could nab you $500. Half hour away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. An hour away from something that I'm still not sure of, but when a friend calls and says he would like to come on, we're going to oblige him, and everybody in Southwest Florida knows him.
Well, and, you know, it's a friend, and the friend happens to be a big name.
Yep. Coming on in, and I still don't know why, coming on in about an hour.
So he called you?
Yeah. And, well, he called Rob and to see if he could get some time. And I said, who wants time? And, of course, he's self-isolating down in South Florida. It's Broadway Joe. He wants to come on. And I don't know why. It's not football season. And I just said to Rob, thumbs up.
That'd be nice.
Have him on.
Be nice to say hello anyway.
Yeah, so Broadway Joe in about an hour. Let's give you, what was that?
Felipe Herrera.
There. I haven't heard from him in years. It's nice to see he's doing well. We're going to give you a chance to win.
Yeah, lockdown doesn't affect him.
We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. I'll give you the category here in just a second, but let's go over the prizes. A wide variety of different kinds of prizes. We don't usually get our normal allotment of prizes, so we've done various different things, and other people have helped. We have, this is great to have, $50 to the Pewter Mug. They have carry out Tuesday through Sunday at the Pewter Mug in North Naples, so that's great. Bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw, 10-ounce bottle. We have $50 to Touch of Class Pet Grooming in Cape Coral. You will want these when you need them. K-Rock rain ponchos. They fold up. They can fit in your purse, ladies.
Yeah, they take up no space, need them, they're great.
They can go right into your glove compartment, the center console. When it's raining, you got one of these K-Rock ponchos. It's got a hood and all that on it. It's kind of like what the theme parks give you when it rains and they charge you $10 a pop. These are the almost like trash bag red for us K-Rock ponchos that you can keep in your car.
Yeah, not a big deal until you need it.
Autographed Stan and Haney T-shirts. And BC Wholesale in Cape Coral sent us a box, special delivery, priority mail, right to our office. And these can only be described as sunglass, or not even a sunglass, clear glass slash goggle.
It's like a protective goggle that seals to your face, so it protects your eyes from all of the nonsense.
Correct. But picture, although in black, picture like when Horace Grant was playing in the NBA or Eric Dickerson in the NFL. They had those glasses on, and they sealed right to the face, and they got a foam around the lenses so that nothing, fingers, debris, COVID-19, it can't get into your eyes. It seals right around your eyes, and they look like a regular pair of glasses, you know, with the black frames. And there you go. That's they're available, and we'll also throw in a 3D bookmark with those goggles. So there.
What is a 3D bookmark?
Remember how you used to get those Kellogg's baseball cards that were the 3D ones when we were kids?
Oh yeah, those were cool.
And you move them around, and you can see the depth and all that.
Really?
Yeah, they're bookmarks made like that.
Yeah, I want to stare at that.
So there are the prizes. Phones on lockdown. I'll release the phones after we give you the category. Your job is to name something on our list. If you name something on the list, you're going to get yourself a prize. This is, you know what, and I'm going to say this also. You're using every one of these things, Haney. You're using every one of them. According to a recent study, all of the technology that we have today available to us, especially being shut in like we are, is actually saving us 2 full weeks a year. All of this new technology. I've got the top 10 technology time savers that save us the most time. It used to
and
be
I've
tedious.
Checked them all off.
You every one of these you've checked off. Everyone, think of technology in, like, say, the past couple of decades and how it has advanced both in the home and if you're out and about. I have the top 10 time-saving technologies available to us. Haney uses them all. Let's play Stan's What's on the List? 277-9600. You get something on this list, we'll give you a prize. 277-9600. According to a new study, all the technology is making our lives a whole lot simpler, saving us 2 full weeks a year. And virtually everybody is using some sort of these right now because we're staying at home, we're shut in, we're self-distancing. Name one of the things on the list. Get yourself a prize of those I just mentioned. Here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
Daniel.
Daniel, what do you think's on this list?
Alexa.
Not as specific. There's a lot of those things going around. But what would you do? Less specific.
Be less specific?
Less, and not using a brand name. Because it's all done by what?
Oh, the internet. Voice command?
I think what he's asking, what is Alexa?
Yeah,
how would
you
describe it?
Voice command?
No. There was a gray area with that one. I cannot give it to him. 277-9600. These are modern technology that have saved us a whole bunch of time. And I'm not talking just necessarily recently in the past 5 years. Think about the last decade and a half. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. This is Stan. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Haney, bring the music down just a touch, please.
It's going to be non-existent.
No, it's very loud.
How's that?
Lower.
How's
Good.
That?
Perfect. What's your name, buddy?
This is Dan. How you
Dan, doing? Good, buddy. What do you think's on this list?
I think it's a computer.
More specific this time. What type of computer? Not a desktop, but a
laptop.
Number seven on the list. Laptop computers. Somebody using them right now for at home work, and it's a big time saver than the,
oh yeah
than the big desktop.
It would be impossible without that.
What would you like?
Pewter mug.
Done. Hold on. All right, that's it for the pewter mug today. Got to save them till the end of the month, so I can only let one go today.
You know, even in our situation, I hadn't had a laptop in years, and I got one last summer right before Vegas.
Uh-huh.
If I didn't have that, what a mess I would be in
right now.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. They're so very important. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I like my desktop, but for moving around or if you're on the sofa or you're going somewhere, laptop's great.
Yeah, I haven't used my desktop. It's probably so outdated now because what I found is that I started using tablets for everything, but there are some things they're just not good enough
for. You need a computer, and a laptop does the trick for you. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is JR.
JR, what do you think's on this list? New technology that saves us a whole lot of time.
iPad.
Not on the list. No. I think they would go in, although it's a tablet, laptops and all that. And again, there's technology here that we've had for quite some time. But if you look back at one generation ago, we didn't have them, and it was a lot different. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is John in Cape Coral.
John in Cape Coral. We already have laptops. We've got nine left on here. What do you think else is on here?
Cell phone.
Number five on the list, cell phones. You know what? Back in Haney and I's day, you had to find a phone booth if you were out on the road.
Correct.
What would you like?
You got something in Cape Coral? Food?
I don't have food in Cape Coral. I got pet grooming in Cape Coral, touch of class. I've got K-Rock rain ponchos. I've got autographed Stan and Haney T-shirts. I've got some nice biker goggles, glasses that you can have that seal around the eyes. I've got, what else? I got barbecue saw.
I want the T-shirt signed by you guys.
All right, you got it, buddy. Hold on.
Yeah, those damn cell phones, that really hit us hard. We had to close down our beepers and futons store.
You know, you're talking about when my child was born, and I had a beeper on my belt. If I was out playing golf or something, the beeper would go off. Uh-oh, got to get her to the hospital.
God, I hated that thing.
Yep. A lot of salespeople used to have beepers. No cell phones. They need you to call the office, they'll beep you. Find a payphone. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Brian.
Brian, we've got cell phones, we've got laptops. This is other technology that saves us a hell of a lot of time. Keep in mind, I'm going to say this, some of the things on the list, just how we live our lives also outside of the home.
I was thinking about the Roomba vacuum.
Not on the list. I'm sure it might be, but it's not in the top 10.
Stan, I am receiving messages from listeners with a very specific request.
What's that?
They're wondering if Rob would be able to model the goggles while wearing the K-Rock poncho, so it appears that he's wearing a hazmat suit.
I don't want him to have to open up a K-Rock poncho, but I see no reason why Rob cannot take a picture of himself wearing the biker goggles, the eyeglass / goggle, and we can put those up. We'll have those for a while. They sent
You're
us
saying
a lot of them.
You don't want to waste a poncho on Rob.
You know, let me put it to you this way. I was there. You now take a selfie of yourself and put it up on our Facebook page. I mean, he does look, it's almost like Eric Dickerson or Horace Grant.
And I find it hard to believe that you would look at Rob and think about either of those gentlemen.
I'm just saying, you know what? You put a hat on anybody, he could still look a little bit like Dick Tracy. Let's continue. Ahoy, who's this?
Glenn.
Glenn, we have cell phones, we have laptops. What else do you think is on this list?
GPS navigation.
You betcha. Number 10 on the list. The invention of the GPS in your car, on your phone.
Ponchos.
It changes. What would you like? You want a poncho?
Yeah, we want a poncho.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Those ponchos, I have one, and I've had to replace it. You're going somewhere. You're going to pick up groceries, or you're out and about, and the sky is turning black, and then you're parking, and you got to stay dry. Ah, I got a K-Rock poncho right in the glove box. Saves your ass, especially if you're dressed up and got to go somewhere, and you don't want to get soaked. You all right, Haney?
Yeah, I forgot to mute.
Okay.
Because I swear, I'm getting more texts than you are. I don't know what's going on.
What are they saying to you?
They're very happy that Rob modeled, and then Randy Bailey was giving me a message.
Somebody texted me. They're saying that they're probably like night motorcycle goggles. Yeah, you could wear them at night, and it's clear lensed. All right, we have cell phones. We have laptops. We have GPS. What do you think to win a prize? Ahoy, who's this?
Mark.
Mark, what do you think's on this list? Technology in recent years that has really saved us a lot of time.
Automobile.
Automobile? No. No. By the time we invented the car, threw away the horse and buggy. No. Not on the list.
Yep, around 2010, we started using automobiles.
Yep. Did away with the horse and carriage. 2779600. Ahoy,
of course, you know me. I'm skeptical. I still like my unicycle.
Who's this?
Boy, this is Rob in Northport.
Rob, what do you think is on this list? Technology in the past few decades that has really made our life a lot easier.
Can I ask you if they're all devices or if some of them are programmed?
They are, let's see, a majority, some of them are appliances, some of them are programs, some of them are actual things that you can handle physically.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to try Google them.
Google? Not, no, nope. Although, part of this has to do with computers and the way that we communicate. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Mike.
Mike, we have cell phones, laptops, GPS. What's some other technology that has made our lives a whole lot easier?
Like voice recognition.
You guys are going, what? You're overthinking it. Overthinking it. These are just simple, everyday things that make our life easier. You're way overthinking it. Ahoy, who's this? Nope. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, I'm calling to play the game.
Yeah, what do you think? So, what's your first name, first of all?
My name's Todd from Cape Coral.
Todd?
Go
ahead.
I want to say microwave.
Number three on the list, the microwave oven. Nobody cooks regular. Pop it in the microwave. What would you like?
What do you got?
I've got the biker goggles. I've got Stan and Haney autographed T-shirts. I've got K-Rock ponchos. I got $50 to Touch of Class pet grooming. I've got barbecue saw.
I'll take barbecue saw.
You got it. Hold on. I'll try one more, and then I'll go over the whole list. Nobody got the number one answer. Haney uses every one of these things.
And I'll tell you what, I bet the microwave will be outdated soon.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Stevie.
Stevie, what do you think's on here? Last one, and then I got to go over the list.
How about email?
Yeah, number two on the list. The invention. Nobody has to write letters anymore.
Boy, she nailed that just like a one-winged dove.
Yep.
Hot damn.
What would you like?
I'll take a poncho.
You got it. Hold on. All right. Here's the list. A recent study was talking about all the technology that we have accumulated over the past few decades. It actually saves us 2 full weeks a year. Things that would have taken a long time have been shortened because of these things. Here are the top 10 that save us the most time. And I guarantee you everybody's using these things, being locked up like we are. Number 10 was gotten, GPS. Number 9, frozen meals. And I'm not necessarily talking about TV dinners, and Haney knows this. It's the way that you can make a portable meal, whether you freeze it, easy, transportable, and can be cooked in numerous different ways. Frozen meals. Number 8, you see them at the big box stores all the time. Self-checkout. Take your stuff, scan it yourself, bag it yourself, out the door. Number 7, laptops. Number 6, advanced TV remotes. We talk about it all the time when we talk about the advancements with Xfinity stuff. You just talk into it. Number 5, cell phones. Number 4, online shopping. No need to go to the store. Just go online and buy whatever you want. Number 3, microwaves. Number 2, email. And something that it took me a long time to learn, you can literally do all of your banking online. Pay your bills, deposit checks.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the bank.
You fought it forever.
Everything. Yep. Everything online banking. There you go. Those are the top 10.
And I wanted to 2 comments on that.
All right, we got less than a minute.
If you think about it, GPS, cell phones, and the voice assistants.
Yeah.
You don't have to remember anything anymore, and you can't. It used to be you knew you could go through 300 channels of cable, and you knew where ESPN was. You don't anymore.
Nope, you just say it.
You get thrown in jail and you got one phone call, you don't know anybody's number. It's stored in your phone. Why
yep.
would you? And the other thing is, microwaves are going to be obsolete because I'm telling you, this little steam oven I have.
Yep, revolutionizing.
It is so superior to microwave and it cooks stuff in under 20 minutes.
All right, stick by your radio in seconds. The 4 o'clock safe word. We're Stan and Haney.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Just about one more minute to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. You got a minute. The safe word is together, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, together. Enter it at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word together to 45911. You got just under 1 minute to get it in, and then you're going to have to wait
there
for a
rock
show.
There is 1 minute remaining to play in the period.
All right, something has desperately changed. About the last 20 seconds you were on the air, I noticed it. I thought it was just the way you were sitting. Now, the start of this break, you sound like you're talking through a plastic cup.
I am. How did you know?
Yeah, get back to the regular microphone.
This is the regular microphone.
Okay, now you sound fine. What were you doing?
I was talking through a plastic cup.
Okay. You know what? I'm starting to side with you, Haney. I'm very upset right now. I went and looked on our Facebook page, and Rob was gracious enough to model the biker goggles. And a very nice picture of him up there on the Stan and Haney Facebook page. But, you know, in this age of digital, It's all about the clicks. So he's got a picture of himself on our page, and it's got credit, Rob Show, and a link to click on him.
Oh, absolutely. Now, it's weird you're talking about. I don't know that I trust this microphone. I may switch out and use one of my personal microphones.
Go ahead.
You don't mind?
No, go ahead. Switch out.
It'll take me just a second.
You get the clicks for that, don't you, Rob? You get the credit for
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, it's all directed elsewhere. What they do is they know people are going to click on us,
yeah.
And so they use us to send the traffic to them.
Yeah, is that what you're doing, Rob?
Well, all clicks go back to Marvin. He owns
you
all the
just
clicks.
Gave yourself credit on the picture that was posted on our site. That means you get the clicks.
Yeah, and then that click goes back to Marvin.
What the hell?
Hey, Stan.
Yes?
I'm going to grab my stage mic, and I'll be right back.
How long's that going to take?
Less than 30 seconds.
All right, go. Ready? Go. And in the meantime... you know, every time that you play one of those, oh, Rob, you better credit us. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. In about 20 minutes or so, for some reason, Broadway Joe has asked to come on the show. We don't turn down a friend, so he is going to be joining us very shortly from his home in South Florida, where he is self-quarantining. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, one thing on the board, and it is a crash. Fort Myers, State Road 82 and Gunnery, and you are up to date. Well, we'll have another traffic update. How hard is it to plug it in? How hard is it to plug in?
Well, to do it quickly, it has to make a little noise. How does this sound? This is my mic.
It sounds good. The other one, was, when you switched it out, was back to normal again. It was just doing it at the end of the last break and the beginning of the first break, part of the break.
Well, I trust this microphone, and to me, it sounds better.
It sounds good. It sounds very good.
See, for those of you that are musicians or whatever, I don't know what the mic is that Richard gave me. It's an old one, but what I'm using now is what's known as the workhorse in the industry, the trusty Shure SM58.
Oh, that's a good mic. Somebody, before we do headlines, somebody's been sitting on hold here. I want to know what this is about.
Is it Gary or Tom?
I don't know. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, this is Dan.
Dan.
From North Fort Myers.
Dan.
Moved down here from Florida.
You just moved down here from Florida. Well, glad to have you in Florida.
No, I meant Michigan. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got out just in time, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whitmer, she's a nutball.
Yeah.
No, I just saw on Facebook that abortions are okay because she's trying to do population control.
Yeah,
she's a mess.
By the way, maybe you would know. Stan wanted to know if that broad's married, or you did find out she's married to
she's
a doctor,
married to a weak, softy doctor.
Probably looks like Howard Baskin.
Yeah, and he has his last name, and she has hers.
Yep.
Well, we're glad to have you down here. Okay.
Hey, I'm glad to be down here. You know, it's just can't deal with the cold and the snow, and I can't deal with idiot Whitmer.
So, how did you find us?
I listen to Dave and Chuck and the Freak. Just happen to go on the channel.
Yeah, and spin the dial.
I've been listening to you guys. Our trip. I really enjoyed. Your show.
Thank you very much, Dan, and we're glad to have you down here, okay, buddy? And keep listening.
Okay, man.
All right, brother. It's always nice to hear. Coming up.
Nice that he didn't feel the need to shut the channel off.
Hold on. Rob, what?
Just so you know, the governor of Michigan, this is her second marriage.
Ah.
She was married with her first husband. The two share two children. The couple divorced, and in 2011, she married dentist Mark Mallory, but chose to keep her maiden name.
I'm not surprising.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
She went to her first husband and said, I don't love you anymore.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Yeah. And I'm going back to my maiden name.
And he said, I'll be damned if you get the kids. And she goes, good luck. I've hooked up with a dentist. He has unlimited funds.
Gotta watch out for this.
Can't beat a dentist.
No. Keep that maiden name. Two-timer.
Kronk.
Yep. Here's some headlines with Mark Haney.
Thank you, Stan. Coming up in less than an hour, we'll have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this will be a regular thing or not, but I'm going to try it out and see how it goes. This Week in Science.
Okay.
We'll tell you about the gentleman who just won tickets to the 2020 Stanley Cup Finals on The Price is Right.
Bummer.
I don't know if you heard this or not, but we've lost a legend of the WWE.
Yeah, we did. Howard Finkel.
What a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Ring announcer for a long time. He was doing that before Rob was born.
My hard to believe, yeah. Isn't it?
What are you eating over there? What are you eating?
What am I eating?
No, Rob's eating again.
I have a burrito bowl.
A burrito bowl.
Yes.
Any meat?
Yeah, is there any meat in
no,
the burrito
turkey.
Bowl?
No, turkey.
Ground turkey.
Oh,
God.
I don't know whether to feel sorry for him or not.
I don't know. He seems to be enjoying it. No, he's shaking his head. He's not enjoying it. He hates it.
Ground turkey.
Ah. Hey, Haney, I want to ask you this real quick. Since we won't have time for emails. I'm telling everybody right now we're running late. So I figured I'd ask you this.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
My wife brought this up. If Muslims can't eat the pig and, like, Hindus don't eat cow, is there any religion in the world where you can't eat chicken?
Not that I can think of.
Is it permitted in every religion that chicken's okay? I don't know. She thought I would immediately know the answer. I didn't.
I don't think there is. So I think chickens are A-okay worldwide.
All right. Fair enough.
Maybe we should start one.
Yeah. Outlaw chicken.
Yeah.
All poultry. Laughter.
No, we leave chicken alone and say turkey is a cursed animal.
Yeah. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, we're all excited about that stimulus check, aren't we?
I am.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you shouldn't do with your $1,200 stimulus check.
Top things you shouldn't do with your $1,200 stimulus check.
Hookers and blow. Come on, show some restraint and limit yourself to hookers or blow.
Right.
Donate it to the Marianne Williamson Still Has a Chance Fund.
Not gonna happen.
Go to the gas station and fill all your Tupperware with regular unleaded while it's still cheap. Purchase Kellyanne Conway's DVD box set of The Magnificent 1-6.
Yeah, let's go.
blow it all on one weed delivery service.
You got the IO, man.
Plan a vacation to the Chinese wonderland of Wuhan. Buy that build-your-own ventilator kit you found online.
Oh, yeah, I dig, mister.
I dig. I dig.
Order $20 worth of pizza. Leave a $1,000 tip. Top things you should not do with your stimulus check.
Yes.
Purchase absolutely anything tiger related. It's just not going to last.
It's true.
Yeah, shaking. Things were shaking. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Especially when you drop a tab and puff a fatty at the Bellagio. Yeah.
We dropped a hit of acid. Go to the Bellagio and watch the fountains and puff a fatty. Yeah.
Again, the top things you shouldn't do with your stimulus check.
Yes.
Hire Carrot Top to perform at your Zoom birthday party.
Not interested. Have a good day.
Me neither. I agree with you.
And finally, the very top thing you shouldn't do with your stimulus check.
Yes.
Give it to your wife and children.
Yeah.
They'll just spend it on nonsense like food and water.
This poor boy is ill.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
I actually got time for some emails.
Lied.
I didn't know. I said we're okay. We got about a minute here. I can get these emails in. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Haney got one from Meg over here.
How's she doing?
She was a close call. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Hope you guys had a nice Easter. We here were under a tornado watch, but the most we got was rain and wind. Yeah, you know, up there in the south, upper south there, they were getting tornadoes up there. You guys,
what were, great timing for a tornado.
Yeah, wasn't it? You guys were talking about Fauci. I personally don't trust him. he's a
no,
little...
that bastard wrote love letters to Hillary.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he'd sign it things like your admirer.
Ooh, that's something. Stay safe, guys. Sign Meg. This guy, Mark, has a fascination about Wuhan and bats. Guys, would that be a bat on a stick or a sandwich like a McBat?
Well, the big lie was bat soup, but what it really is bat fluids.
Yep, the fluids. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. I would like to answer your question of the week. When I was a kid, I had posters. I had they were mostly sports related. I had
Rita Hayworth.
I had Alex Karras, Butkus, and others. However, I did have one of a contemporary film star, Marilyn Monroe. No, I did have one of Raquel Welch from the movie 10,000 BC, just like the one in the movie Shawshank Redemption. Now, for my first year at college, I had my walls covered with pictures of every Playboy
Betty
centerfold.
Betty Grable?
Yeah.
Tallulah Bankhead?
Yep. Marlena Dietrich. I had my walls covered with every Playboy centerfold, plus other pictures out of Playboy. Ah, what a glorious time. Guys,
Mae West.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the great shows. Lana Turner.
Tody Fields.
Thanks for the great shows this week. So is Haney back in the studio next week, or is he still at home?
No.
That determination has not been made yet, but I believe he's staying at home at least for one more week. At least.
Oh, at least.
At least.
Now, honestly, because I've not trusted that other microphone, does this sound better?
You sound much better. You
okay,
sound great.
We're sticking with this one.
All right. We're going to take a break. I'm told Broadway Joe is going to join us when we come back. I don't know why, but he's says he would like to come on.
Well, it's always nice to talk to him.
Yeah. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Yeah. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. You know, you still got a couple of more chances today to play the safe word, chant money shot, chance for the 500. Rob Show will have safe words for you for the chance at 500 at 6 and 8 p.m. tonight. We do it every 2 hours, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning with Dave and Chuck the Freak, and we go every 2 hours, chance at 500, all the way till 8 o'clock at night. So keep listening. Chance to win coming up. Let's get you updated on traffic. All clear. Nothing active going on right now. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. So our producer got a phone call today from our dear friend, Broadway Joe, who said he'd like to come on the air today. And, you know, my natural thought, it's not football season. He's not making any picks, but he's a friend. And if Broadway Joe wants to come on and talk to us, I'm in full agreement.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you, buddy? Boy, what a surprise this is. I was told earlier today that you had called to the radio station and said, hey, can I come on?
Well, I appreciate it very much. It's very gracious of you to have me visit with you here during this difficult time. And I just want to let all my fans know that I'm here for you during this difficult time.
And we're in this together. Say that.
And we're in this together. I guarantee that. But don't come near me.
Now, where are you at, Joe? Are you at home and are you self-isolating?
Yes, I. At least from what I've been told, I'm doing what everybody's doing. I'm just staying at home. And you know what that means.
What's that mean?
It means I can't sign any memorabilia and I can't make any money.
That's a large chunk of your income. I'm sure you get the players' pension. That helps a little bit. But you've taken a bath financially over the past few years with the son-in-law and the steaks and the grill, the oven grill. You've taken you need that autograph money.
Absolutely. If people get the wrong idea and they go, well, Joe, you've got that NFL pension. I go, well, that's true, but I look at that money as spoken for.
Ah.
And what I am in need of is walking around FU money.
Yeah, and that comes with signing just about everything that's put in front of you.
Well, exactly, and that's really... you know, we're down to just the mail order part of it. And those big shows, that's really where you make your money because, you know, especially places that serve alcohol, people make impulse buys and want pictures. Yeah. And
is there anything you won't sign? I mean, if they have something that's thrown in front of you, will you sign anything? Is there anything that, because like Pete Rose, he'll sign anything. Yes, I bet on baseball. Pete Rose. I'm ashamed.
Oh, yeah, what a
Pete
great
Rose.
Guy. What a great guy he is. Yeah. I love Pete Rose.
Yeah, I bet you do. Is there anything you won't sign?
Absolutely not.
So if somebody says, hey, I'd like you to say this or that, you'll write it down right on a picture of maybe one of your old Brute ads.
Whatever you want. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
All right, Broadway. Well, I'm glad you're safe because you're one of our seniors now and you're most vulnerable. Why are you calling, though, today? I mean, it's great that you are, and you're always welcome on the show, but this isn't the football season, Broadway.
Well, my agent gave me a call.
Uh-huh.
And he explained to me that the NFL draft is really big business.
It's still over a week away.
Well, I wish it was even further away because he said a lot of people make money selling their draft guides.
Oh, that's very true. You can go online and they go and everybody's a pronosticator. They get all these experts and they'll tell you what's in the guides and all of that stuff. I was never into it, but I know that's big business.
Boy, I wish I had thought of online because my agent worked out a deal with the local Shopper here. They're based out of Tequesta. They do the Shopper, the Penny Pincher.
Yeah. You put it in that?
Well, he's going to have a bunch of paper Joe Namath draft guides, and they're going to be distributed to Dollar General stores in the area.
Has it gotten that bad, Broadway? Has it gotten that? I'm sure some network or some website would jump at the opportunity to have you take a look at the 2020 draft and make your selections. I mean, you are a Hall of Famer. You are a Super Bowl champion. You're an MVP.
Stan, I've got a cell phone, and I've painted one of the walk-in closets green. So if they call, I'm going to be ready.
Yep. That green wall puts you anywhere you want to be.
Anything they want to do. They can do whatever they want. But the problem that I had in putting together a draft guide, and my agent explained all this to me, is, well, that's already been done to death.
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of them do it. A lot of them have those draft guides. And you're right, done to death.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to say things like, well, I think that it's pretty much a given that the Bengals are going to take Joe Burrow and talk about how great he is. Boy, if the Redskins do anything other than take Chase Edmonds. Now, Detroit at number three, do they trade down? Do they take cornerback Jeff Okuda of Ohio? You heard it a million times.
Of course, and that can be confusing to you, too.
So I had to find a niche.
Ah, okay.
And I don't know what he ended up calling it. I suggested Joe Namath's Hidden Gems, the second tier of priority undrafted free agent signings, a full guide.
Of unsigned free agents? Are you talking about after the draft is done and they go with their seven rounds?
Yeah, they've gone through seven rounds and 32 teams and nobody wants them.
And there's always those that don't get drafted and they become free agents, and any team in the NFL can go and say, yeah, come to camp, we'll take a look at you, and we might sign you.
And I think I put together a pretty good product, considering I only had a couple of hours to do it.
Couple of hours. But we don't know who's been drafted yet, Broadway.
I think that I'm pretty solid that none of these guys will be drafted.
Okay, but you...
I feel pretty good about it.
You see him as a diamond in the rough or a gem.
This is where your true scouting comes in, Stan.
Okay, and I guess you've scouted all of them.
I called up an old friend of mine by the name of Coach Dick Whitaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he works out of a junior college in southern Alabama, although I think it's part of the Mississippi system. I'm not sure.
Okay.
but they have football as an elective. And let me tell you, Dick Whitaker's got some great players down there.
Uh-huh.
But they're all disturbed.
What do you mean disturbed? Well, they're a community college, and they're not Division One. They're or 1A. These guys are virtually unnoticed. And he's telling you he's got great players down there. They're disturbed, and I guess most of your you know, your hidden gems are going to be these guys.
They have emotional and sometimes physical disabilities.
What do you mean? What kind of school is this? And football as an elective.
The way it was described to me was in the simplest of terms. you remember in elementary school where they'd have that one special class?
Yes.
Where there'd be a kid that couldn't stop waving his arms around, yeah, flapping them like wings?
Yes. Yep, would come to gym class in wingtip shoes. Wave his
That's exactly yeah. what I'm talking about. That type. There's a screw loose somewhere.
Yep. Well, protective headwear.
And Coach Whitaker gave me a great roster of players. So remember these names.
Okay. Let's write them down.
At quarterback, Deuce Cooper.
Deuce Cooper.
He doesn't take direction well.
Okay.
The running back, who's just fantastic from what I've been told, he runs about a 4.9.
Oh.
And he's 360 pounds, if you can believe it, but he's really fast. Theon Pitts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm told the two stars of the team really are on the defensive side of the ball. Martavius Monk is a defensive end.
Martavius Monk.
And the one game they were able to play last year, he had over 70 sacks.
Wait a second. They only played one game last year?
Yeah, he put up the numbers, over 70 sacks.
In one game.
7-0. Yes, and he was thrown out. I guess they got a mercy rule or something.
Yeah, keep an eye out for him. You heard Broadway Joe say it.
But the guy I've got my eye on, and he's just a little fella, but he's very speedy. Defensive back by the name of Farouk Gibran.
Farouk Gibran.
Yes. Now, he can play some safety.
Uh-huh.
He can play corner, nickel corner. The problem is he gets penalized a lot because he likes to touch.
Is that what happened last year in the one game?
Yes. He had 16 interceptions.
Wow, but one game.
But 12 penalties. So, you know, it's feast or famine. And the problem is when he touches a receiver, for some reason he says, ow, 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 ow. And, of course, the referee can hear that.
Yeah.
Even if he was going to give him the benefit of a doubt when you got the audio going. But I think that could be done with coaching.
Now, these are your picks. How do we go about doing this? Are you charging for this?
It'll be available next to the Weekly World News at your Dollar General. And very quickly, let me give you some other names. They got a great offensive line. Joe Bob Tunney at center. Gardner Bell at guard. Will White at guard. Reggie Rancehouse at right tackle. And Quincy Turner at left tackle. He's one to watch. Now, he projects as a guard at the next level, but he's a nose picker. Let's get that defensive line for you. Terrence Swoop at defensive tackle. He's a mountain of a man, but a bit of a crier. Montgomery Murphy at the defensive tackle.
Yeah.
He's a pretty clean prospect, just a bit of a mama's boy.
Okay.
She's got to be at the game or he don't play. And at the other defensive end, Rufus Poole, he's more of a run stopper. But sometimes he freezes up. But again, with coaching, that should be fine.
What's Coach Whitaker doing with these guys?
They say that these kids love football, and they're all emotionally disturbed. They're all big. They're all fast. They're nasty and mean.
Yep, dangerous.
And a couple of linebackers to watch. Gil Swinson at linebacker, and Otis Truel. I'm sorry, it's pronounced Otis Truel at linebacker. He likes to hurt people.
Oh, my.
And I don't mean just on the football field, but, you know, if you could contain that instinct.
Yeah.
And finally, in the secondary, Hannibal Huff at free safety and Griffin Poole at strong safety. And he's got a couple of special teamers that he's very high on. And, of course, they're both Caucasians. Richard Kidd is the kicker, and Dean Richmond is the punter, and they're fairly normal.
Well, then why are they playing for Coach Whitaker?
They're not very good.
All right, Broadway, we'll be looking for this at the Dollar General, and I can't wait to see how we can make this happen. These undrafted free agents, you've named the biggest. Those are your hidden gems.
Now, hearing what you heard, who do you think your favorite pick is out of those great players?
I like the nose picker.
Now that would be Quincy Turner.
His nose.
Oh no, that's Terrence Swoop. Excuse me.
Yep, nose picker.
Boy, I'd really love to see what Deuce Cooper and Theon Pitts could do at the next level.
Okay, Broadway. Thank you. You know you're always welcome on the show.
Hey, thanks. I need the money.
We'll be back. Things are tough. He's motivated to get the job done with that, you know, Broadway Joe's hidden gem.
Yeah, he just sent me an email packet on some of those players. He might be onto something. Did you get that?
I did not get that yet. I haven't checked my email, though, here at the station, so probably it's sitting there waiting for me.
You should check it. You didn't hear about the quarterback?
What about him?
Open that email. See if it should be the first thing.
Let me see.
Because he really goes in depth on the players.
Are you talking about this quarterback, Deuce Cooper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All he said was that he doesn't take direction well, but there's more to it.
Yeah, apparently. Because they all have issues, right?
Yeah, they're all disturbed at some level.
Apparently, he got the nickname Deuce Cooper at the school because he craps his pants and wears diapers.
Makes perfect sense.
My goodness. My word.
Hey, we're all adults here. Yeah. If he can sling it, he can sling it.
That's right. You know. Remember, what's his name? Adam Sandler there. His Bobby Boucher. If he can do the job, it don't matter. I gotta say this, by the way, we're all updated on traffic. There's nothing new traffic wise. Got a text here.
Oh, did you see that action picture of him?
I did not.
Yeah, wearing that number 2 jersey looks great.
Number 2. from the Absolute Law text line, and you know everybody, Trump yesterday wanting to gradually reopen the country, leaving it to the governors. Got this text. Stan and Haney, my sister called me, and she has told me that my niece, Tara, who is an RN in the Philadelphia area, was just diagnosed with the virus. My sister is also an RN, an ERRN in Pennsylvania, and she said this virus is nothing to mess with. Just wanted to tell people when they open up our state, please still take all the precautions, and thanks for the best entertainment in the afternoon, signed Glenn. But this thing's still around, and like the president said, and the governor is saying, treat this very seriously, and realize that there are cases out there, and it's still going on.
Yeah, I hope that people realize that just because at the governmental level there may be some easing, that can only happen if you understand the situation and you're smart. It doesn't mean everything's back to normal.
Far from it. And they had a one of the representatives on last night. I saw him on the news. As we go into like this phase one, people have to realize, because there are nutballs out there who will not open the economy until there's absolutely zero cases. But this representative was talking about it last night and said, phase one's going to come. We're going to start gradually opening up things. Don't be surprised if once people start going out again, that there might be a little bit of a rise in cases being reported. It is to be expected. You're not going to see it just completely disappear. And do you know how the government and I'm talking about state governments, the way that they look at this as far as risk taking, because you can get hit by a car, you can go and be driving in a car, it's all risk. They said they base the states on the ability for hospitals to handle it.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I mean about personal responsibility. We're dealing with things on a personal level. What they're looking at and what their biggest fear and why we had all of this done was they were scared to death that on an institutional level that our healthcare system would be overwhelmed, and there would be no help for anybody.
And that the way that they're going to look at this gradual reopening in the states is how our hospitals and healthcare can handle it. Because right now there's plenty of ventilators, plenty of beds. They realize people are coming in, but it's not going to break the healthcare system.
And that's why you have to think about it on a personal level. They're looking at this in a different way.
Yep.
They're looking at it as how many people are going to be sick at one time.
Correct.
If you don't want to be sick at all, you have to make your own decisions.
Yep. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, April 17th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know, we were just talking about it. The NFL draft is next week, and it's going to be quite different because absolutely nobody will be in the same room. You know, originally, it was supposed to be a big production in Las Vegas, and now it's basically like a bunch of YouTube bloggers. And one of the things they have to be concerned about now, because they're not going to have, you know, normally they have players that are expected to be taken in the first round, they will invite them to the site of the draft so they can come out on stage. Well, this year, they're going to be in their own locations, and they are required to film themselves.
This, you know what? This might be entertainment to watch.
And the NFL is aware of that, Stan. So what they've done is they've sent out kits with everything that they need to live stream themselves and also a welcome to the league package. You know what that consists of?
What's a welcome to the league package?
Everything that is league branded. And if you're on camera that night, you better not be drinking Coke. You better be drinking Pepsi and eating a Mars bar.
Because they're the sponsors.
Yep. Even though these guys have yet to make a dime, they're already under the thumb of the man. And they've been warned that there will be consequences for any draftee that tries to promote anything other than league-approved stuff.
That's the NFL, man. That's
and
all.
Except West Virginia, North Dakota.
Oh, you're talking states.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Utah and the city of Buffalo, New York.
Well,
that's the only places.
Well, then Coca-Cola still got it. Still got the title.
Yeah, so even though all these guys probably drink Coke, they're not going to be drinking it that night, at least not where anybody can see.
Got to have a... Well, do you remember, and you remember, I don't know how much of our audience can remember it, the original Dream Team with Magic and Bird and Jordan at the Olympics. I think they all had... Reebok sweatsuits, but I guess Nike was the big sponsor of the whole thing, and they had to wear towels over the logo of Reebok, maybe reversed, over the Nike, or, but they couldn't show the logo of their sweatsuits because they were not the league-sponsored one.
Yeah, and to us that don't have a dog in that fight, it seems kind of silly.
Yeah.
But if you're writing checks for millions of dollars with that guarantee, they better damn well do it.
It means everything.
You know, we have been in rock radio a long time, Stan.
Yeah, we have, Haney. I'm looking at this, and we're approaching our 39th year each in radio.
And if there's one thing we've learned, Axl Rose tends to take his time.
Well, you remember how long after they went away, how long it took for them to come back.
Mm-hmm. Axl Rose began writing the song November Rain in 1983. He did not consider it to be finished until 1991.
Oh, hell, what it was, that's a good 8-minute song, isn't it?
It's not that complicated.
8 minute long. That's not your 3.5.
Mm-hmm. You know, we love to revisit the days of duck and cover and the fact that radiation will make your hair fall out, but yeah, you can fix that with a toupee. You know what they've learned after all the nuclear tests?
What?
Sunflowers. Sunflowers turn out to be excellent for cleanup after nuclear mishaps.
Really?
Because they soak up radiation from the ground and the water table.
Didn't know that.
The more you know. So
that's
if
right.
You see a field of sunflowers, beware.
That's why I like this segment so much, because we're learning. We're learning every day.
Time now for This Week in Science.
Oh, is this the new feature you were talking about?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Okay. Oh, do we have a little Rob? Do we have a little intro for this?
Science.
I don't know that that was necessary, but thank you, Rob.
I don't know. I kind of appreciate it.
All right, as long as you like it.
I didn't say I'm not in love with it, but you know,
you're not married to it.
No,
okay.
I'm not. That's all right.
You know, I'm working from home, and I love it, but I'm not the only person working from home. Believe it or not, even NASA has their employees working from home, And for them, the stakes are much higher. Engineers at the Jet Propulsion Lab in California have been operating the Mars rover from home using 3D goggles and high-end gaming rigs.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, until you F up.
Yeah, well, you're driving it. You know, it's on Mars, and you're hitting all the controllers and stuff. It's kind of like how I feel whenever, if you have ever tried it at home where you hook up a webcam or you have a webcam site, like say I want to look at a webcam in Chicago, and you can actually turn it left and right, up and down, zoom in, zoom out. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's unbelievable control.
What was her name?
What do you mean, what was her? No. No.
Well, why else would you be manipulating a camera?
Yeah, you can. It gave you like the, it was like the Chicago skyline.
Okay.
And it was on a building, and you can pan around.
All
and you can
right,
tilt
right,
up, tilt
gonna,
down.
That's how you want
to. That's how it,
it
is.
By the way, do you have Crohn's disease?
I don't know. How do I know?
I think you'd know. People that have it, they for sure know.
What's that, irritable bowel?
I think it's a close cousin of that. Something to do with the weather down there. Researchers in Australia say they have found a cure for Crohn's disease. It involves a specific mix of antibiotics, plus some pills you swallow that are filled with someone else's bacteria.
I thought it might have been a little hydrochloroquine.
It's a game changer, Stan.
It sure is.
And right again, Einstein. Scientists spent 30 years trying to prove him wrong, but they couldn't. Scientists spent 30 years watching a star orbit the black hole at the center of the Milky Way.
Yeah.
And its strange orbit turns out to be exactly what the theory of general relativity predicted more than 100 years ago.
Yeah, Einstein right there. And they keep trying to prove him wrong. He was a smart man.
He was too smart.
Yep.
Him. Him.
Who's firing that up now?
That's probably just Bubba.
Okay.
He's good people, Stan. Yeah, you'd
right.
like him.
All right, brother.
In a moment.
Hi, Southwest Florida. This is Stan from the Stan and Haney Show. From 96K Rock, and everyone at the station and Beasley Media is committed to serving the community during this difficult time. We are all in this together, and now you can help struggling local businesses stay in business. It's K-Rock's Operation Gift Card. You can help local businesses by purchasing gift cards at 96krock.com. And if your business needs help, sign up for free at 96krock.com. A message from the Beasley Community of Caring and 96KROQ.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
You got two of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. You're welcome, too.
Thank you.
To thank you, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, you're welcome.
Well, we all enjoy a good game of Price is Right, don't we?
We sure do.
Well, the Price is Right is pre-recorded, but they're airing new episodes. One of the contestants this week won tickets, and he was all excited, to the 2020 Stanley Cup Finals.
Right on.
Of course, there's no such thing.
Nope. Not happening.
After the clips were posted and went viral, someone claiming to be the contestant's brother-in-law, so you know it's got to be true, said that the show contacted him And because there's no such thing,
yeah,
they awarded him a cash prize instead. Would you care to guess?
Well, I'm looking
at the tickets would be.
I'm looking at it right now. They actually had the Stanley Cup on stage as they were giving away the showcase. How much?
They valued the Stanley Cup tickets, and I guess there was a package with it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
At
clothing and everything.
They valued it at $13,000, so he still gets a nice chunk of cash.
Well, that's good, of course.
But it's not the Stanley Cup.
It's not the Stanley Cup, and the tax man cometh.
And very briefly, before I get to our last story.
Yes.
I'm doing this for you because I know you love baseball, and I have legitimate baseball news for you.
Okay.
Dodgers hurler Joe Kelly broke a window practicing his changeup in the backyard.
Yeah, he
back
did.
To you, Stan.
Yeah, he did. Yep, still having to work out. You remember, were you, do you remember as a kid, did you have one of these? Remember the, and they actually had the name for it, the pitch back?
Yes.
Where it was a thing and it had a target on it and a big like trampoline thing that you'd put up vertically and you'd throw it and pitch the ball right back to you.
Yep.
Yep.
I always wanted one.
You didn't have one? They had two sizes. They had the small one and they had the big one.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, you never had one.
No, I wanted one, but it wasn't in the budget.
I'm sorry.
But, I mean, don't feel sorry for me. I had forts and all kinds of stuff. It was just priorities.
Okay.
And plus, what's wrong with wiffle ball?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
I just, Rob just looked it up. They still make them, too. They still make the
I'll
pitch
get
back.
One.
Yeah, they're nice.
I'll get that right after I get my basketball hoop.
Yep. A lot of waiting. I'll tell you, a lot of waiting. How much is that, Rob? How much is that pitch back?
$99.99.
You can't beat it. $100. Loads of entertainment when you don't have a friend to play catch with.
Like, I got $100. My allowance is only $2.30 a week.
Yeah.
There is no logic on the planet like drunk person logic. It all makes perfect sense somehow. A 57-year-old gent in Mapleton, Ontario, Canada, called the police on Saturday night to report that his a-hole buddy was hanging off his rear bumper trying to stop him from driving. When the police arrived, remember being called by the driver, they found out why his a-hole buddy was doing that. The guy was smashed, and his a-hole buddy was desperately trying to keep him from driving while intoxicated.
Trying to do the right thing.
Unfortunately, it didn't work. He was charged with impaired operation and had his license suspended. The good guy friend who was dragged down the street.
Yeah.
He was allowed to stumble home.
Oh, well, good. He was trying to do the right thing. Foolish, but he was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, at some point you cut your losses.
Yep.
You've done what you can do.
You're right.
And that's the news for today, Friday, April 17th.
Double M, double X. What is that noise? Where's Howard? See, I tell you.
There he is.
He's
little
got,
Mucky Haney telling it. Like,
he's got like three, four things running.
Boy, if I didn't know better, I'd say he's got rocks in his head.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this week with us. It is so greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. He will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you $500. Let's get one final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Couple of things on the board. Fort Myers crash, 14,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard right by the Suncoast Credit Union. And in Lehigh Acres, a crash, the 2800 block of 64th Street West. And you are up to date.
Insane.
Everybody
Let's
wants
party.
A new romance.
Hold my beer.
Everybody's going on.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm sort of a mid-level celebrity. That's how I see myself. Mid-level, not complaining, but I know where I'm at. I could be walking down the street and three dudes could be walking towards me. And one of them will be like, Marc Maron. And the other two are like, no, I don't know that guy. I don't know that guy. Now, look, I'm happy the one guy likes me. But what I've learned over time is that I don't really have to stand there while he tries to explain who I am to his friends. That's not a great few minutes for me. Not great when I'm standing there and he's saying, you don't know anything this guy's done? He's been doing it like 35 years, right, Maron? Yeah, about 35. It's been 35. Yeah, like you never listened to his CDs or the podcast or his own show or Glow or the specials or nothing. And the guys are like, no, we don't know this guy. And that's when I'm like, I'm going to go, I think. I think I'm going to walk away from this because I didn't work 35 years for this feeling. Not great. But, you know, we hung out, the three of us. Spent a little time together. I showed his friends some stuff on my phone and me doing stuff. And I think they're on board. I think I pulled them in. I got a couple of newbies. Did a little mission. What do you call missionary work is what I did.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you, buddy? Boy, what a surprise this is. I was told earlier today that you had called to the radio station and said, hey, can I come on?
Well, my agent gave me a call.
Uh-huh.
And he explained to me that the NFL draft is really big business.
It's still over a week away.
My agent worked out a deal with the local shopper here. He's going to have a bunch of paper Joe Namath draft guides, and they're going to be distributed to Dollar General stores in the area.
Has it gotten that bad, Broadway? Has it gotten that? I'm sure some network or some website would jump at the opportunity to have you take a look at the 2020 draft and make your selections. I mean, you are a Hall of Famer. You are a Super Bowl champion. You're an MVP.
Stan, I've got a cell phone, and I've painted one of the walk-in closets green. So if they call, I'm going to be ready.
Yep. That green wall puts you anywhere you want to be.
Anything they want to do. They can do whatever they want. But the problem that I had in putting together a draft guide, and my agent explained all this to me, is, well, that's already been done to death. So I had to find a niche.
Okay.
And I don't know what he ended up calling it. I suggested Joe Namath's Hidden Gems, the second tier of priority undrafted free agent signings, a full guide.
Of unsigned free agents? Are you talking about after the draft is done? And they go with their seven rounds.
Yeah, they've gone through seven rounds and 32 teams, and nobody wants them.
There's always those that don't get drafted, and they become free agents, and any team in the NFL can go and say, yeah, come to camp, we'll take a look at you, and we might sign you.
And I think I put together a pretty good product, considering I only had a couple of hours to do it.
Couple of hours. But we don't know who's been drafted yet, Broadway.
I think that I'm pretty solid that none of these guys will be drafted.
Okay.
I called up an old friend of mine by the name of Coach Dick Whitaker, and he works out of a junior college in southern Alabama, although I think it's part of the Mississippi system. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they have football as an elective, and let me tell you, Dick Whitaker's got some great players down there.
Uh-huh.
But they're all disturbed.
What do you mean disturbed? Well, they're a community college, they're not Division One, they're or 1A. These guys are virtually unnoticed, and he's telling you he's got great players down there. They're disturbed, and I guess most of your hidden gems are going to be these guys.
They have emotional and sometimes physical disabilities.
What do you mean? What kind of school is this? And football as an elective.
The way it was described to me was in the simplest of terms. You remember in elementary school where they'd have that one special class?
Yes.
Where there'd be a kid that couldn't stop waving his arms around, flapping them like wings?
Yes.
That type. There's a screw loose somewhere.
Yep.
And Coach Whitaker gave me a great roster of players, so remember these names.
Okay.
At quarterback, Deuce Cooper. He doesn't take direction well. The running back, who's just fantastic from what I've been told, he runs about a 4.9, and he's 360 pounds, if you can believe it. But he's really fast. Deion Pitt. And I'm told the two stars of the team really are on the defensive side of the ball. Martavius Monk is a defensive end. And the one game they were able to play last year, he had over 70 sacks.
Wait a second. They only played one game last year?
Yeah, he put up the numbers, over 70 sacks.
In one game.
7-0. But the guy I've got my eye on,
and
he's just a little fella, but he's very speedy, defensive back by the name of Farouk Gibran. Yes. Now, He can play some safety.
Uh-huh.
He can play corner, nickel corner. The problem is he gets penalized a lot because he likes to touch.
Is that what happened last year in the one game?
Yes. He had 16 interceptions.
Wow, in one game.
But 12 penalties. So, you know, it's feast or famine. And the problem is when he touches a receiver, for some reason, he says, ow, 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 ow. And, of course, the referee can hear that, even if he was going to give him the benefit of a doubt when you got the audio going. But I think that could be done with coaching.
Broadway, thank you. You know you're always welcome on the show.
Hey, thanks. I need the money.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.